Brought to you thanks to Swarco and AGD Systems. This is Highways Voices from Intertraffic Amsterdam 2024.
Welcome to Amsterdam and the opening of the huge Intertraffic 2024 event here at the Rye Exhibition Centre. This is Paul Hutton bringing you a flavour of the exhibition, summit and demonstrations over the next 4 days in a series of podcasts thanks to the generous sponsorship of our friends at Swarco and AGD Systems. Welcome to Highways Voices.
Sponsored by Swarco and AGD Systems. Highways Voices from Intertraffic Amsterdam 2024.
Let's kick off this series of podcasts from Intertraffic Amsterdam 2024 by talking to Carola Janssen-Jung, who is Senior Brand Marketing Manager here at the Rye in Amsterdam for Intertraffic. And Carola, we meet in the flesh again. Great to see you. We're standing overlooking Hall 1, this enormous great hall. Now, the thing about Intertraffic is the fact that I've been to very large events that don't fill a hall this size. This is just one tiny fraction of the whole of the Rye that is full of transport and highways technology this week.
It is, Paul. And what you're looking at in Hall 1 is the traffic management segment, but this is not the only hall in which we have traffic management. The adjacent hall covers that topic as well. It's very thematic, the show floor, because we know that an event this big simply takes preparation and you simply need to know where to start as well.
I love the fact that during setup, there were so many trucks coming in and out of the area around the Rye. I was thinking, I bet there's some traffic management technology that is being used to manage people coming to a show about traffic management technology and other things.
Yes, that's the case. What we actually do with all the suppliers and all the stand builders, they need to book an appointment. So we have a very smart logistics system in which they book a time slot to load and unload so we can make sure it all goes smoothly.
Intelligent transport systems in action, which is great. I mean, this event just keeps growing and growing and growing. I've been coming here since 2012 and it is just unbelievable the amount of different languages you hear being spoken, the amount of different companies, you know, old friends that you see over and over again and new companies that you've never heard of before. It's a triumph that it all comes together.
It is, and the beauty is I think we're close to 900 exhibitors this year. I did a country count.
Brought
and
to you
we
thanks
have 50
to Swarco and AGD Systems.
A lot of
this
new companies
is
as well,
Voices.
And making
from
it
Amsterdam,
every edition is different because of the new companies joining and the summit program tapping into new subjects being covered.
Sponsored
now, you
by
mentioned
Swarco
the summit program.
AGD
we'll catch
Systems,
up on that later
Voices
with my Highways
Amsterdam,
News colleague Kevin Boris, who's been working with you, writing lots of really interesting articles about the different issues that are being
from
discussed.
So
we'll come
Amsterdam
to that. But
2024,
for somebody new to Intertraffic
Voices,
or someone that's coming here this year, and they want an idea of how to approach it. It can be a bit daunting. What would you recommend somebody do who's turning up today and looking at a dozen halls across a huge site with so many different exhibitors? How do we approach it and make sure that we make the best use of our time?
Well, preparation is key, but if you do show up and you haven't prepared, then I would definitely suggest the first thing to do is to download the app, because the app actually gives you the opportunity to filter to, down to subjects that have your preference, and then you can make your own agenda, your personalized agenda on how to best spend your time at Intertraffic.
And I asked this of Richard Neumann from Swarco, who are one of our sponsors of the podcast this week. When does he get to enjoy it? And he said, by sort of midday Tuesday, if everything's working on the stand, he can actually sit and relax. When do you get to actually enjoy this event, Carola?
Well, I enjoy it throughout the preparation as well. And the thing is, it comes in different stages, really. It's the anticipation towards the event. It's seeing the first people come through the doors. And in the end, also the Friday when you can look back at a very successful event.
Well, congratulations. We'll catch up all week as we look at different things that are happening and talking about and demonstrations and things like that. For now, thanks very much for your time and congratulations on yet another jaw-droppingly huge event.
Thank you, Paul, and enjoy it.
Brought to you thanks to SWARCO and AGD Systems. This is Highways Voices from Intertraffic Amsterdam 2024.
So having heard from the organiser, Carola, here on today's Highways Voices from Intertraffic, let's go back to yesteryear in America and American TV and have a word from our sponsors. So I've come to the SWARCO stand in Hall 2. You really can't miss it. It is the biggest stand of the hundreds of stands that we have here at Intertraffic in the Rye in Amsterdam this year. And friend of Highways Voices, Richard Neumann, joins me in person. Now, Richard, we spoke a couple of weeks ago in the preview for this event, and I kind of described the SWARCO stand as half exhibition and half pub, because there are so many chairs and tables around and so much opportunity for networking. This really is going to be the hub of the whole event, isn't it?
Well, SWARCO has a very big customer base, and from previous exhibitions, Intertraffic exhibitions, we know that our stand is flooded with people because our customer base is so large. We found again a concept here which is a very open stand, which is an urban landscape somehow. We even have real trees this time on the stand, and we are introducing our visitors to the solution capabilities of SWARCO in urban traffic management, in interurban traffic management, in highway and tunnel, in parking, and also in public transport fleet management. So that's the basic stories we are telling here.
How many people are going to be here when the event actually kicks off?
Well, our stand crew is big, as usual, and we are something like 80 people in our stand crew, so 80, that's a lot. But we also know that we need so many people, not only to explain our products and solutions, but also to be present with the contact persons our customers are expecting here to meet. That's very important.
And looking at some of the kit that's actually on the stand, I can see a huge LED board, but very high quality board is being put up at the moment. I can see a load of different traffic signals. And when we talked on the preview, you talked about your proof of concept traffic signal that's got a separate small VMS on it, and I can now see that flashing away. The idea of that isn't that that's the finished article, it's to kind of show people coming to the stand what's possible.
Yeah, it's a kind of rapid prototyping what we did with that. We had an internal ideas contest, and a colleague of ours in Austria won this contest by bringing in the idea of adding a small variable message sign to an LED traffic signal. And of course, the VMS is very flexible to display a lot of symbols, texts, numbers, and so on. And we are here to find out whether the market would accept such a product, independently of the homologation processes this might need. So it's brand new. And we would like to see how our customers react to that.
And of course, SWARCO is an ever-growing company, either through acquisitions, like a couple of years ago was your first time when you were here with Dynic. Now, of course, the Dynic name isn't here at all. It's just all SWARCO. Or you're doing new joint ventures, new business deals and so forth. Now, you're not going to tell me what it is, but I understand that there's going to be a big announcement midday Tuesday here at Intertraffic.
Yes, we are using Intertraffic as in previous years also to talk about new cooperation partners who we have on board, new initiatives we are launching. And there will be basically two things. One is a cooperation with a Dutch company here in which is opposite our stand. And we are also talking about CCAM, so cooperative, connected and automated driving or mobility. And we would like to particularly address the story of lane closures on highways and the risk of accidents, because people are ignoring these lane closures, and they tend to crash into the warning trailers that are on the road. So there are always accidents in this, and that's a second story we are going to publish this week also.
Okay, well, that great British detective with his deer stalker and his pipe, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, might be able to work out the company that you're talking to that's Dutch and opposite the Swarco stand. There's your test, dear listener, on Tuesday at Intertraffic. Try and work out before the announcement who Swarco are pairing up with. Now, I just want to finish actually with an interesting thing, the fact that you are pairing up with this company and announcing it this week at Intertraffic. How do companies get to work with a huge organisation like Swarco? Are you open to people coming along and saying, we've got this idea, we want to talk to you about it? Or is there a more sort of structured process that people would need to go through if they see Swarco's products and think, we could actually complement that?
Well, we are outside in the market. We are in constant observation of what's going on in the market. Our innovation team has a lot of relationships also to companies who have worked together with us already in European-funded research projects. And from there, we know a lot of partner companies. In Holland, we had this Talking Traffic Alliance, for instance, where a lot of traffic experts were working into the same direction in one project, and like this, we think that we can cooperate from time to time, because we know that nowadays our world of mobility has become so complex that you are not able to manage everything on your own. That's why cooperation, and sometimes even co-opetition, so the cooperation with companies that normally are competitors to Swarco, is becoming vital for us to go forward.
And that's, I guess, why you're involved in actually sponsoring the startup part of Intertraffic ITSUP.
Yes, the ITSUP theatre and ITSUP area is very interesting for us. We know that the young companies have good ideas, that they are very agile and flexible sometimes, and they have unconventional approaches to the topic of mobility. And we will use this also to challenge ourselves, whether we are thinking into the right direction and whether there can be a mutual progress with startups.
Okay, Richard, for now, thanks very much for your time. Tomorrow, we will find out more about the new cooperation with the Dutch company. So we'll have that on Wednesday's Highways Voices from Intertraffic. But for now, thanks as always for your support of these podcasts, and just have a brilliant 4 days.
Thank you very much, Paul. We are looking forward to a great Intertraffic.
Brought to you thanks to Swarco and AGD Systems. This is Highways Voices from Intertraffic Amsterdam 2024.
Thank you for listening to the first of our 4 special podcasts on Highways Voices from Intertraffic 2024 here at the Ryan Amsterdam. I've come to Hall 8, which is basically the road safety hall, and it's really heartening to see how much road safety innovation is going on across the continent and beyond here at Intertraffic. And I've been joined by James Wilson from Quasar International, an English company that are producing road safety kit for countries all around the world. James, thanks for joining me. Tell me what sort of stuff you get up to here.
Well, we've been coming to this show for nearly 30 years, every 2 years, and probably 80% of our export distributors we met for the first time here and have gone on to expand those relationships with them. And so we make product that complies with all the rules and regulations of each national country, printed with the appropriate symbols, reflective performance to the correct criteria. And yeah, we just have a network of distributors who thankfully keep coming back to us and buy more and more stuff.
So when people ask why come to Intertraffic, what you get out of it, I guess you've just done the organisers publicity in one sentence, really.
It's the world's biggest show and everybody will come here. So we will see during this week probably 3/4 of our existing network of distributors, and we will typically always pick up 2 or 3 new distributors in markets where we're not currently active in.
And how do you actually, when you think we're in Hall 8 and there are more than a dozen halls across a vast site, we're kind of towards the back So you have to come all the way through to get here. How do you draw people to actually get to your stand?
Well, we have some, we think, some pretty special products, some very visible products, given the nature of what we make. But it's also, we're always in this location. Historically, this sector of the exhibition was always in Hall 5, and we had exactly the same location in Hall 5 every iteration of the show. And it's going to be the same now for us in Hall 8. So this is the second time we've been in Hall 8. We're in exactly the same spot as before, so everybody knows where to find us.
Yeah, memories of when it was more kind of the technology at this end of the building and the blacktop and barriers and stuff at the other end, and it's swapped around post-COVID, and we're back here again. Let me bring in Peter Hoban now, who is on the stand along with Quasar International this week in Amsterdam. Now, Peter is an entrepreneur and an inventor, and has come up with what seems to me a blindingly obvious solution, but it's one that nobody else has done. It's called CoverMe. Peter, tell me about it.
CoverMe is a range of, it's the first bagging system in the world. It's one and only. It's a patented product, and it removes working at height accidents. The other thing that we've incorporated in it is that it actually is all made from recyclable material. So again, where people bag off traffic lights, I've seen in Italy and Switzerland and places like that, they use plastic bin bags. So it's removing single-use plastics from the industry as well. So removing working at height and plastic bags as well.
Right. Explain to me, a bear of very little brain, why a CoverMe bag system would remove the need to work at height.
So normally you would need ladders to get up to the height of a road sign or a traffic signal. So with our system, we have an extension pole, and from ground level, the guy, the operative, doesn't need any ladder training. He can simply use the pole to hook the covers over the traffic signals or road signs in seconds, and remove them in seconds from ground level.
Now, in my time talking to local authorities, you know, a lot of their time is not spent in local authorities thinking about the actual end use of the product. They're thinking about the health and safety of the operatives. That's what's going, they're going to be judged on all the time. So this is clearly a solution that I would imagine people would want to bite your hand off for. How's it going? Are people embracing the idea?
Yeah, oh, it's unbelievable. We are now getting, all we've got is tier one contractors coming on board. They're telling all their subcontractors that they've got to use it now. So that is brilliant. We've got councils buying it from us. Now, even the councils are going in-house and doing the bagging off process themselves now, because their guys don't need any ladder training. So they can go and do it instead of waiting for a signal contractor to come on site. And then we've got traffic management companies are all using the system as well, because they're on site. They're actually there setting up the traffic management, the temporary traffic lights. Well, they can bag the lights off at the same time now and make extra money as well if they want to.
And how will your week pan out here, Peter? How much of it will be here on your partner's Quasar International stand, and how much of your week will be spent going round the exhibition finding potential customers?
If I could cut myself in two, I would say I would be going around a lot as well. But at the minute, there's only me. So what I will be doing, I'll spend most of the time on the stand, but I am going to go around having a look and seeing what else is happening in the industry. Because I am a true believer that you need to see and understand what's happening in the industry and see what's going on, what everyone else is doing, and what the issues are.
Okay, well, I'll pop back and see you later on in the week and see how your week's gone. For now, if you want to come and see some really interesting road safety solutions here at Intertraffic, it's the Quasar International stand. Peter and our friends also at Solargates with their Instaboom product, they're on the stand as well. Tell them Highways Voices sent you, and come over to the stand this week. Peter and James, thanks very much for your time. Have a brilliant week here in Amsterdam.
Paul. Thank you very much, Paul.
Brought to you thanks to Swaco and AGD Systems. This is Highways Voices from Intertraffic Amsterdam 2024.
One thing I haven't actually told you about yet in news of Highways news is the fact that we've hired a new reporter, and not some straight out of college, wet behind the ears reporter who's learning the ropes. We've actually hired somebody who's got as much experience, if not more, than both Adrian Tatum and me. His name's Kevin Boris. I'm delighted that he's joined us on a part-time basis to help us out at Highways News and increase the amount of journalism that we can bring you. He's also over here wearing a different hat this week, working with the organisers of Intertraffic and writing up a load of the sessions that are taking place within the summit, and has been writing articles in the run-up to the event. So every day here on Highways Voices from Intertraffic 2024, Kevin and I will have a chat about what he's been asked to go and cover each day, because I figure the organisers will have chosen the real must-see events for Kevin to go and see. So he'll be writing those up, whether you're here in Amsterdam or whether you are at home and listening to these podcasts to find out what's going on at the event. So, Kevin, welcome to Highways Voices. Great to be working with you again. And tell me, what have you been asked to go and cover on Tuesday here at Intertraffic?
Hello, Paul. Firstly, thank you for having me. No, I'm not straight out of college, because famously I didn't go. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Anyway, yes, it's the biggest conference and session programme I think I've seen at Intertraffic. In the old days, and my first one was 98, it was a massive trade show with a conference. Now I think the two are pretty much even in terms of their priority. So it's a lot going on. If you look at the session programme, it's enormous. So the first thing I'm going to is the plenary on Tuesday at 8:30. That's, again, interesting. They always do good plenary sessions. There's not too much pomp and circumstance you get with other trade shows when you get people in national dress and dancing and singing. You don't get that with Intertraffic. You do get, however, Martin Seerhaus, who is the head of Nissan's advanced technology at the Nissan Research Centre. If you want to talk to someone about advanced vehicle research and connected vehicles and autonomous vehicles, Martin is the man. So I'm looking forward to that. He's a very good speaker, very engaging speaker. Looking forward to seeing him. And of course, and the whole thing is chaired by Carlo van der Weijer. Carlo is excellent. He's University of Eindhoven, I think. Was he? Yes, TU Eindhoven. Carlo's really, really good at this. You've got Jeroen Althoff, who is from Noord-Holland. He's very, very good as well. And Melanie van der Horst, who is deputy mayor of Amsterdam, is coming and giving a bit of a talk as well. So I think that's going to be an interesting session. It's an hour and 45 minutes, I think. So it's quite a long one, but we're there for the long haul. And of course, Michael Shook, CEO of Swarco, is giving a speech as well. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be a really, really good one.
And then after the plenary session, loads of other stuff going on Tuesday. And I see you're off to see a session about cycling.
Yeah, walking and cycling. I don't own a bike. I've not cycled since I was 8. That's a long time ago. I've done a lot of walking lately, so much so that my Fitbit sent me an applause emoji. So by Friday I'm going to have had a whole round of applause from Fitbit. But yeah, it's making way for walking and cycling, which is a polished session. We've got some interesting people talking about walking and cycling and active travel, which I joke about not being particularly active. We all should be more active. And if you can be active on your way to work or at work and it's part of your job, even better. So I think this could be an interesting one. You've got some very interesting people. You've got Andrea Lopez Acevedo from Polis, who's chairing it. Who else is on that? Sietse Faber from City of Amsterdam. I'm just picking up the Amsterdam people. But that's going to be an interesting one. They're looking at how to make active travel a part of everyone's daily lives, not like a separate section. So it's not sort of how do I get to work, what do I use, do I use a car, do I use my tram, do I walk? Walking and cycling is a much bigger part of it. I think that's the idea of making it far more of an intrinsic part of our daily lives.
Well, you mentioned Amsterdam and you're picking out people from Amsterdam. We're just looking out the office window here at the number of people walking and cycling. Yes, there are cars going past and there are trains and trams, but you also see regular people cycling, and this didn't happen by accident. It was a decision made by the City of Amsterdam about 50 years ago to encourage cycling, and so it is ubiquitous in the city.
It is. If you've ever been to Centraal Station and attempted to cross to the other side, you will If you're not careful, you will be struck by a person on a bicycle. But they never crash into each other. It's like watching starlings swooping around. You've got literally hundreds of thousands of people on bicycles, and then motorbikes also use that same route, and then a tram comes, and then there's cars, and there's buses. Amsterdam is a transport geek's paradise. I'm not sure that's why we're here for that. But cycling is a massive part of the Dutch culture. It's a big part of German culture, big part of Belgian culture. In the UK, we just don't do it. We don't have the network. But in the Netherlands, we're looking out from the office. We are, as you say, we can look at people using cycle lanes. There's no cars, it's just cycles. And your brain is geared to cycles. So you can hear them coming. Some of them are quite rickety. People don't use their best bikes. I know a Dutch person who has 5 different bikes for different occasions. It's a completely different way of thinking, but it works because the Dutch are apparently the healthiest European nation other than the Swedes.
And at the other end of the scale on transport, from the sort of old technology making a comeback of bicycles, we go to the newest technology, and we are still talking about driverless vehicles.
We are. I think we're going to be talking about driverless vehicles long past the time we retire or something else happens to us. So the session in the afternoon is called What Can We Learn from Driverless Robo-Taxis Such as Cruise and Waymo. So Cruise are just back on the road after that infamous incident back in October. So we reported on that in Highways News, I think, 3 times now. So they're back on the road. Waymo have had less, let's call them, issues. But no one from Cruise or Waymo was actually part of the session. We've got Tom Alkin from MapTM. Tom's one of the leading lights in the European connected and autonomous vehicle sector, and William Riggs from the University of San Francisco. And they're going to be talking about connected and automated driving and what is the future for robo-taxis. Is it feasible? And there's a really interesting video I saw the other day of two people getting into a Waymo robo-taxi in Phoenix. And it worked perfectly. But they were kind of scared. If you watch the video, it is quite amusing just watching just how perturbed they were by the whole experience of not having a driver and seeing the wheel turning, and that it is quite fun. I had that experience in 1998 in Leiden, a demo 98, just not far from here, where autonomous vehicles followed magnets that were embedded in the roadway of the motorway that was unfinished. But that was a strange experience. It is a completely new way of thinking about travel. I'm interested to see exactly what can we learn from Cruise. Can we learn, or can other companies learn, from the mistakes/incidents of other companies? And if not, then the future for driverless cars is not quite as rosy as perhaps we thought 5 years ago.
I think part of the issue is that you have, as we've talked about before on Highways Voices, great is the enemy of good, in as much as you have a crash that involves several people, human driven, a story terrible from Sunday in London, 3 men in their early 20s killed in a crash, barely makes the news. If that had been a driverless vehicle, we'd be talking about it for years. That's an interesting one and a challenge that the industry has to face. It would be interesting if that comes up. Kevin, thank you for that. You'll be writing all those up on the InterTraffic website, and we'll be nicking the best of it and sharing it with you on Highways News. We'll join you tomorrow to find out more about what you're covering on tomorrow's Highways Voices. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
From InterTraffic Amsterdam 2024, Highways Voices.
So that will do it for our first Highways Voices from InterTraffic 2024. Looking forward to the opening day of this huge event. Join me again tomorrow for more, all thanks to the support of SWARCO and AGD Systems.
Highways Voices from InterTraffic Amsterdam is brought to you thanks to SWARCO and AGD Systems. Join us tomorrow for more from the event.